Welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. I'm delighted to be part of the Dr. Pat, Madeline Gerwick lineup, following their shows each Friday. Thanks for listening. Today we learn from author Hilary Ramo, renowned energy healing expert, clairvoyant, teacher, and spiritual life coach. Hilary is the author and founder of the signature Untraining Energy Series. This is Maureen St. Germain, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. I work with individuals providing insightful information from their guides through my connection to the Akashic Records. I wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and have taught that progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Our customers tell us their Genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secrets. I've also taught the Flower of Life workshop, Merkaba Meditation, for over 15 years and have released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book, Beyond the Flower of Life. My company, Transformational Enterprises, developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandalas. I also write for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, I intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. This week, our guest, Hilary Ramo, is a woman who mixes astrology, world events, ancient cultures, sacred sites, the paranormal, esoteric systems into a unique tapestry of intuitive insight. Her writing focuses on combining intention and self-empowerment to see through the current paradigms of health and well-being. Hilary focuses on researching and bringing awareness to multidimensional living. Her website is www.hilaryramo.com, and that's spelled HilaryRaimo.com. Hilary is a member of the Sisters of Huna, Wisdom Keepers of the Ancient Ways, and operates pilgrimages and elder gatherings at sacred sites known to the indigenous, a real-life sisterhood of women from many cultures who share a vision in co-creating and healing. Member of a board of directors for Yaesbru Earth Wisdom, which is a nonprofit association of individuals from around the world. She's also involved in a community made up of members from all walks of life and traditions. This goal of this Yaesbru Earth Wisdom is to provide experiences and encouragement to those living their eco-spiritualism, to educate and provide opportunities for transcending time and feeling connected in terms of grounded personal truth and fulfillment, as well as the community responsibility and service. Now, Hilary, I am so happy you can be with us, and I'm so excited to have a chance to meet you. I've heard so many wonderful things about you and associated with you. It's quite exciting that you are joining us today. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Maureen. It's really an honor to be here with you and your listeners.
You mentioned in your work something called the conspiracy of life. What does that mean?
Well, the reason I talk about that, which is a rather new term that I've been using in my work, is because people tend to have this idea that life doesn't work the way it's supposed to. So I call it the conspiracy of life because it does work. And the things that we experience and the things that we tend to go through that may not seem to be so wonderful and you know, fluffy and cozy feeling are often our greatest ingredients to the alchemical process that changes us from lead to gold. So the conspiracy of life is really that everything that we experience has a purpose and a greater meaning to what we are, in fact, you know, trying to learn in this lifetime. So often when people experience these kinds of hardships, they tend to not want to experience them. They tend to want to move out of the way of them. And instead I say, you know, let's try to walk right through them and see what they have to teach us. So the conspiracy really is that it's not really what we think we may have to be experiencing, but oftentimes life has a bigger picture for us, you know?
Now, one of the things that we talked about before we began this recording is the idea of multidimensional healing. And we really wanted to focus our show on that. And I wonder if you could, you know, shed some light on what you mean by that.
Sure. I mean, multidimensional healing just means basically that we are more than our physical body. And that has become a concept that's rather common throughout the metaphysical world and people who seek out alternative healing. But the multidimensional way of living really is about making sure that we're well-rounded and that we have more of a circular thought process when it comes to the way that we look at the healing process, meaning taking the linear aspects of, you know, getting from point A to point B with our health along a straight line, meaning taking our medicine, doing this, doing that, doing whatever, you know, the status quo is. Multidimensional healing has to do with taking all aspects, physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, and working together as a well-balanced wheel, and taking a look at the core of each of those four basic principles into how we heal multidimensionally. So we may have a physical illness where something manifests in the physical body, but it may be stemming from something mental or emotional or even spiritual. So it's about being able to circumnavigate that wheel and find where we really are out of balance and what that even means and how to do that. So we've been taught as a culture, especially in the Western world, that, you know, our health is based on a series of symptoms and then we're treated based on those symptoms. And, you know, our medical system is really backwards. And we don't have a really, you know, mainstream way of understanding what multidimensional means because we haven't been taught that that's, you know, quote, normal. So I challenge that when I talk about multidimensional healing. I challenge the traditional, quote, traditional way. Multidimensional to me is more traditional than it is, you know, than what we call traditional medicine now. So multidimensional healing has to do with being able to see with different eyes into ourselves and different layers of who we are and being able to find where an illness or dis-ease stems from.
Nice. Really nice. Now, you have a signature untraining series. What is that all about?
I was so tired of doing training. So tired of calling my stuff training. And, well, it came about one day when I was talking to a close friend of mine, and I was telling her about an upcoming event that I had, and we were talking about what I was teaching. And really, it kind of came about in some, you know, very casual way. But the untraining came about because, you know, we sit down and we listen to what we're told about energy and we take notes and we learn it and we ingest the information and we digest it and then we regurgitate it and we move on and we talk about those kinds of things because we've learned it from somebody else. But we don't ever really undo some of that training so that we can become an empty void to really start to listen to the intuitive self. So what I teach is a unique series called The Untraining, Patriarchal Thinking and Reweaving the Feminine Circle. And so what we do is we basically break down what we've been taught and we empty so that we can learn to reweave a way of thinking that has to do with more circular way of living, more multidimensional actually. So the untraining came about because this isn't really another workshop or, you know, event to sit through and take notes and just memorize things. It's a different way of learning. It's more hands-on. It's more etheric even, just kind of getting into a space where you can even listen to that intuitive voice and let it teach you. So I realized when I started to teach this that understanding energy from this perspective took some unweaving with already preconceived ideas. And so people really enjoyed it. You know, they really enjoy these series, and they like the fact that they're coming to an untraining because that seems to be what a lot of people need. They need to be kind of unwound with, we're so full, you know, we're so full in our daily lives, and we're full in what we've learned over the course of our lifetime. And so emptying, the thought of emptying is really refreshing to most people that come to these. And I teach them all over the world. I'll be in Europe next year teaching these in London and Amsterdam. And, you know, I teach around various locations in the United States. And I have fun doing it because I really tell people this is an unorthodox way of learning how to work with energy. And, you know, I feel it's rather unique. It hasn't really been taught this way before. And people like the idea of coming to something where it's going to be a little bit differently delivered, I guess, would be the appropriate word.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Hillary about conspiracy theories and her understanding of what that might mean to you and to me. But before we go into our break, I want to remind you that we do have Arumandala blends for every kind of emotional wound, and you can check them out on our special Arumandala's webpage. These remarkable essential oil blends can also be used to help resolve anger, resentment, or any other emotion like shame instantly, no processing, like an instant rebate, and they are very affordable. And remember, you can order your personal Akashic Records reading from me. Having personally received this guidance, I know you will find that your reading will be remarkably helpful in navigating your life during this time of rapid transformation. Each reading invites you to make a cosmic leap in consciousness, understand and know options, reconfirm hunches, and give you information that supports you to be your best self. You can reach me at MaureenSaintGermain.com. That's MaureenSaintGermain.com. And that phone number is 212-304-2123. Again, 212-304-2123. This is Maureen St. Germain. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. We'll be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
The search is over. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high-quality products and services created with love for humanity and the earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of talk radio to thrive by. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show talk radio to thrive by. Be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
Thank you. This is Maureen St. Germain. You are listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Our guest today is Hilary Ramo, and we are so happy to have her here. Her next discussion point with us is conspiracy theories. And I want to give you a quick reminder to go to MaureenStGermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com for our current specials. Right now we have two free meditation downloads available. One is called the Triple Mantra, which is a multidimensional activation of another version of you into you, and also a fabulous discussion and meditation on clearing fear. Clearing fear is an important meditation you can do now because fear clouds your intuition and your ability to discern. Clearing this emotion will restore your cosmic vision and ease your every step into your being your best self. And this is all free on my website, Maureen St. Germain. So, Hilary, let's talk about conspiracy theories. I don't even know where to begin because that world is so vast.
Well, it is. It is vast. And to be honest with you, people ask me all the time why I got into this or why I talk about this. I have a very large following on Facebook. If anybody's ever interested in some of the articles I post, you can find me on Facebook or my website, hilaryramo.com. And I have a weekly newsletter that goes out where I share a lot of links and information on this stuff as well.
That can be found at hilaryramo.com.
Yeah.
And that's spelled with two L's. So it's
two
HillaryRaimo.com.
That's right. Well, you know, how did I get into this? This is something that I get asked all the time. I started out as a Reiki practitioner, master teacher, and I've been doing Reiki trainings for many years. And I kind of give this as an example of what it's like to get into the world of conspiracy. You know, you start to work with something like energy, like Reiki, and realizing how it begins to heal. And you start to look at all of the things you've ever been taught about health and medicine and the way the body works. And you start to kind of break down or untrain the way that you've been taught how health and medicine work and what that even means. And you start to ask the question, why? Why does this work? And the question why begins to kind of create a curiosity. And you start to look into different avenues of energy, and maybe you pick up books and you start reading more on the topic, and you start having more and more visions or dreams or experiences related to getting into those worlds. And it leads you down an interesting trail where you start to look at the way we have really on many levels been very deceived about what we really are as human beings and how the physical body works. There's a really large agenda with big pharma in this country to take medicine, to create diseases, and to make a lot of money off curing them. So you get into conspiracy, which, you know, I really hate that name.
Well, it does get attention, and that's certainly...
I
think that's a benefit of actually the whole idea of a conspiracy theory.
It forces us
to think, well, what is it? Why would somebody even think such a thing?
It's true. And then so as a person, you know, we have this, we're like cats. We have this curiosity, and we keep going down those trails until we find answers that feel right to us. And we start to see an interesting scenario form in front of us, and that's one where the world isn't really what it seems or what we've been told. And so we have a breakdown of a paradigm, and we have moments of clarity or being able to see into something and realize that, you know, something we have been lied to on large levels. We have been led to believe certain things that really, you know, line the pockets of certain companies. And this world really isn't run by people who we vote for. It's run by big, huge transnational corporations. We really live on a planet that's run as a corporatocracy. Anthony Perkins came on my show. I do a radio show as well weekly on Thursday nights on Achieve Radio. If anybody's interested in some of my guests, I talk very in-depth in some of these topics. And Anthony Perkins is a New York Times best-selling author, and he wrote many books highly recommended on this topic where he talks about the realities of corporations running this world and, you know, how things really are done. And once you start to realize how things are really done, you start to wake up. So the conspiracy theory I get into them because I ask the question why in a lot of things, and my guests that come on the show have to do with different topics I find interesting and would like to find more information about.
So let's talk about a particular conspiracy theory that you're seeing up front and central right now.
Well, I think what we already started to touch on would be really relevant to your listeners as well is the health issues and the food issues. I think food has a direct relationship to our health. You have genetically modified foods coming into the system. We have companies like Monsanto running the world and taking over seeds. And, you know, we have a really scary thing happening. And the way that you navigate through conspiracy theories, because disinformation is a popular campaign to infiltrate conspiracy cultures where people start to look into these things. And it's a well-known fact that they come in, you know, companies come in or they pay people to come in and do disinformational campaigns or, you know, it's really like a war. We're at war with people who run these kind of things in a sense. So one of the ways to stay in these kinds of realms is to just be grounded and centered and have an idea of who you are and where you come from and, you know, trust your intuition and what feels right and what doesn't feel right. That's the best way to navigate it because you start to get really angry when you realize how lives are manipulated and how our money is manipulated and how things happen in reality. And the anger can become a fuel to make people want to really stand up and revolt against these kinds of things. But the average person, I hate to say it, doesn't have a lot of power in that sense. It's just what happens is the average person has the power in the sense of making other people aware of what's happening. But it becomes so obvious that when people start to wake up and speak up, you know, there's other things people think, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, oh, you're a kook, oh, you're this, you're that. And it's really set up so that the person who does start the waking up process, you know, has to go through a period of facing that. And then once you get through that, you realize people really are listening and paying attention because waking up to the reality of the fact that things like this are happening in the world becomes very evident once you start pursuing that and letting people know what's going on. Now, genetically modified foods, you know, we have a really scary thing coming into our food system. And the more that people are aware of what's happening and how a company like that can take over transnationally.
Well, you know, there would be many people who would say genetically modified foods are the turnaround because they resist disease and so on. So I understand what you're saying, but you're talking biogenetically, not just genetically,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And that's a real hot topic on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if that's really what one would call a conspiracy because, you know, from one vantage point, some scientists would say that's the saving grace. And I'm not proposing that I approve of it. I'm just, you know, looking at it saying, you know, there are issues with food. And of course, we could go all the way back to Francis Moorlap and Diet for a Small Planet and say, gee, the real issue with food isn't the growing of food. It's the distribution of food.
Yeah, you get into that too, yeah.
You know, it's odd that we could keep going on this one little subject, but there was one other thing we wanted to cover, and I know that you have lots of information on your shows and on your website on these categories. You had some ideas that you wanted to share about 2012, and I'd like to give you a minute to do that before we sign off.
Sure. Well, 2012 is getting a lot of attention, and rightfully so. But I think what people are missing is the fact that we need to be paying attention to our lives now, that we are actually going through the gateways and the energy of it now, and we have been for some time. So there's an important aspect to this. 2012 is not just about one day. It's about an entire cycle that we start to feel, you know, a few years before and a few years after. And I would like to suggest that people try to stay out of the fear campaigns that are out there aggressively trying to convince people that this is a bad thing and the world's going to end and all this other stuff. You know, we're really feeling this alchemical process of energy within us, and we're birthing a new reality within us and around us, within our families and our communities and our countries and on the planet. So this is a really beautiful opportunity for us to manifest the things that are dear to our hearts and to heal and to look at this as an opportunity. There's no mistake that every single one of us on this planet have been born to walk through this doorway. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for us on a soul level to be able to do this together. And I don't think it's any accident that we're here doing this together. And I think that we all have and share a common bond and are doing it in a way that can be a wonderful opportunity.
It's been a pleasure to have you, Hillary Ramo. You can reach her at hillaryramo.com, HillaryRaimo.com. I can be reached at MaureenSaintGermain.com. This is Maureen St. Germain bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet again in the heavens, I'm wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.